juggling too many things and struggling with how to balance it all? Discover how to set your priorities and boundaries for a better balanced Christian lifestyle. Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about balance in relation to your deeper Christian living.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, this this is an area we were talking about before the show. This is an area of in my life that I have needed to make over the years some major adjustments to, and in recent years too. And it still requires tune-ups. You know, whenever the pressure of life comes and overwhelms me, you know, I'm a single mom. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that. And I naturally feel the demands that should flow over two parents. You know, I have the sole responsibility as the provider in all areas of running a household, being the provider, doing the food, taking care of my kids, all of that. Now, my youngest just turned 18. So all my boys now, 18 and 20, they're up age. And so it's not going to be the same struggles as when they were little, which was a lot more difficult, I'll tell you. But I still have to support them. It's different. You know, there's different phases of people's lives. So it's different right now. I still, you know, I have to guide them now into adulthood so that they can go into the world to live strong Christian lives on their own. And as you know from listening to our podcast, you know, I balance my life. We're talking about my life here, between, you know, being a co-host on this podcast, you know, being a Christian author, finding time for that. I also garden, which, you know, you heard me talk about that before, so that I can provide organic, healthy food for my family. I belong to a church, you know, and my youngest son, who just turned 18, is in his final year of homeschooling. Woo! So, yeah. I know. And there's more. That's just the highlights.
Right, exactly.
I do t-shirts too. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot in there. So finding, you know, balance between all these things, it doesn't just happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't happen automatically. I have to set boundaries around my priorities so that I don't take on too many things, and which would result in me becoming unfruitful. So before we dive in to that, I really want to hear from Jo Heather. You know, as I know, she has a different life than me, different phases in her life than what I have, right? And so she has different sets of priorities that she's balancing.
Yeah. So it has me, you know, starting today with Ecclesiastes 3:1, which says, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." And I think what we sometimes believe is it means we have to do everything all the time. But if we slow down and read it again, it says there is a time for everything and a season. You know, a season has a beginning and an end. So it doesn't say that we must do everything all the time. And, you know, I'm like those of you listening today. I have many, many things on my plate, just like Tammy listed. I'd love to hear all of your lists, you know, of our listeners, of the things that we have to do, and how do we do it all? And we can't. So how do we balance those choices? So for me, you know, I have many relationships that I want to nourish, like that with my Father God, with my husband, with my young kids, with my family, my friends, my church mates. So lots of relationships with Tammy as a podcast partner. You know, I also have another business that I run with my husband. We have to kind of be in that role together. So it's a relationships, right? And then I have responsibilities like taking care of my family's needs. Tammy kind of talked about that. You know, running my coaching business and my other business, managing a household. Wow, there's a lot there and a lot that, you know, I don't do the way I want to do it, but it's there. Serving in ministry, you know, at church and other ways. Being a steward of finances, that's a responsibility. And the other thing that I'm determined to make time for and balance in is rejuvenation, rejuvenating myself physically, mentally, and spiritually, because no one else can do that for me. You know, I can call on my kids to help get, you know, clean bathrooms, or my husband, hey, do you mind washing the dishes tonight? You know, you can do those things, but rejuvenation for yourself, I have to do that. I can't outsource that. So these are my big three R's that I need to balance in my life, that I see it, is relationships, responsibilities, and rejuvenation. And when I say balance here, you know, I don't mean that everything matches up perfectly all the time. There's an ebb and a flow to how I use my time, and it needs to touch on these three areas. And if it doesn't, like Tammy was describing, you know, get out of balance, things start to get off kilter, and all of a sudden I'm having this visual of the plates that the guy used to spin on the poles, and he was running around spinning the plates. Well, I'm just focusing on those three big buckets. And if they start to get off kilter, remember what the plates would do? They'd fall off and crash. And that's not what we want. You know? So we want to focus on balance today. And I'm looking forward to digging deeper into this topic. And I hope that those of you who are listening today will add your comments to this episode. This is a great episode to put in what are you learning about balance and sharing your insights with fellow listeners, because we all learn from each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So true. And what you were saying earlier is you said the word choice. These are choices, mm-hmm. you know, and you were also talking about how with the, you know, rejuvenation, you can do that, right? So these mm-hmm, are our choices. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling those two things together. She was just saying these are our choices, but we can only make, lots of people are going to tell you how to spend your time, you know, but this episode is about us deciding for ourselves what is best for us and our needs. So, but before I dive in too much into this, I just want to take a moment to let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is you can share this podcast to help spread love and encouragement to those you know, family and friends. And we also want to extend an invitation to you to help our podcast grow. In the world we live in today, a lot of individuals, they feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved. Many people are searching for a word of encouragement and are hungry to know God's word. So by partnering with us through financial support and prayer, you know, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact many more lives. And you can be a part of that growth. So to find out more how you can sow into our ministry podcast, visit our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access every Wednesday to both audio and video. And we also have a form on our contact page where you can sign up, and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. So back to our topic here today. So one of the things that came to mind when I was preparing the script was, you know, and that's going to date myself a little bit here, but I remember when I was reading the Left Behind series for the first time, I read them again with my son another time as he got older, but this is when they were first coming out. You had to wait, you know, 6 to 8 months for a book. But there was a saying from one of the characters that just kind of hooked inside of me and stayed there. And I tried to find the quote so I could quote it exactly, but it's been a couple of decades, so I'm going to go ahead and just read it to you from the way I remember it, and I might read it again so you can just have it dig into you. The most important thing is to make the most important thing the most important thing. Now, I'm going to read it again to help you absorb this. The most important thing is to make the most important thing the most important thing. Woo! I mean, that is just one heck of a statement. It really is. Because people, you know, the people who can do this, really apply this to their lives and live this way, they're much more fulfilled in their purpose-driven life. They really are. Because we often get caught up in the rush of life, and we brush aside things, you know, that are the most important things. You know, we have our to-do list. Oh, my God, I got to run to the grocery. I got to make dinner. I got to return this phone call. I got to pay this bill. And we forget, you know, and then the day's gone. Well, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I know so many people say, and I have a lot of friends and different acquaintances that say, finally, this year, I'm going to write that book. Now, I know that, and I resonate with this one because I know a lot of people who are going to write a book, but, and as an author, I know the work that's involved in it, but they don't get to it.
Yeah.
because it takes a lot of time to set aside for that purpose. I also know a lot of people who are say, well, maybe this year, I'm going to find time, you know, to exercise and eat better. It's our New Year's resolution every year, but they never get to it, right? And meanwhile, they're sick and run down, and they're going to the doctor, get a pill for this, doing that. Their blood pressure's up. They got diabetes. They could change their life, but they don't make time for it, right? They're neglecting them. And then I also know people that are, you know, we've had a lot of political stuff lately with the lockdowns and the election stuff, and there's a lot out there that people can get, you know, upset about and stressed over and concerned over. And I know some people that are just consumed with politics to the point where they neglect their own family. So, you know, this is another reason why I wanted to, you know, talk about this topic today for your Christian living. So here's a simple start of a tier example. I'm going to give you some illustrations that kind of put things in perspective on how to keep the priorities in focus, right? And what order they should be in. So the first one, now I'm going to have different ones than you. Joe Heather has different ones than me, right? But the first is always God. God is always first. And then family, and then I put in here number three, you fill in the blank. It could be your work. It could be exercise. It could be, your hobbies. Maybe you like to go fishing with your grandpa every Saturday. You know, that's part of family and stuff too. But there's teaching. There could be all kinds of things that you fill in there, but it should always be God and family first. You know, first God, then family. Now, none of these, I will point out, none of these should choke out the others. You know, meaning you can't spend all day with God and neglect your family. It, you know, it's not good. It says, you know, it talks in the Bible how you're worse than an unbeliever if you don't take care of your family. You know, but you also can't let your family choke out time with God. You can't let your family be so consuming that you do, like Joe Heather, she talks about she needs that time, you know, to go rejuvenate and be with the Lord. We need that as believers. So there's a balance. God should always come first, and that includes your purpose that he created you for, you know, but when you put God first, you will always have time. Everything else to just kind of fall into place. It's just magical how that works with the Lord. He makes sure that you put me first. I'm going to take care of the rest. You know, I'm going to take care of the rest, Tammy. So we talked about purpose in an earlier episode, and we encourage you to go back and listen to that if you haven't already. Purpose should be one of your most important things. It's really sad that people live their whole life without living their purpose. You know, We can have more than one main thing. I know I talked about making the most important thing, the most important thing, but you could have more than one main thing in there. But to have any more than a handful, it's like a bowl of spaghetti. You're just going to lose the focus. You're not going to be able to find one end of the noodle from the other end, right? So keeping your purpose as the main thing, one of the main things, is critical. God created us to live that purpose and for you to safeguard it so you can stay on course. You know, don't let distractions and unpurposeful things rob you of your time that you need to set aside for it. So did you catch what I just said? You have to set time aside for the most important things. It doesn't just happen. Time will come and sweep your things, your dreams, and your hopes away if you don't set time aside for them. So then what do? You set boundaries around them. Right. Now, I'm going to talk about boundaries in a little bit, but I just want you to visualize and write down some things that you're trying to juggle and balance your life right now. So you can cut them into little pieces, you know, write them down and come in little pieces. Or you can, if you're on a computer, you can do it digitally. But the most important thing is just don't write them on a piece of paper. You need to be able to move them around, because this is an exercise I want you to try and do. Is to write down all the different things that you're juggling and then try to move them into 3 to 5 categories. No more than that. I mean, because this is going to be your main important things, right? And I'm sure they'll fit into 3 to 5 categories, right? And, you know, it could be, you know, God's going to be one of them. Family's going to be one of them. Work's going to be one of them. Health might be one of them. Whatever they are for you. And if something doesn't fit, you're looking around or you move some things and it doesn't fit, well, maybe ask yourself, can this go from your life? Do you really need to be given this your time? We get 24 hours. Everybody gets the same amount of time. It's not like somebody gets more time than others. Those successful people, those are people who are there. They're living their purpose. They're living their dream. They didn't get any more time than you. They just organized their life better, right? So this year, I stepped down from a photography board position, and I left that organization that I had been a member from since 2004. And it was a great organization. It's still a great organization. I'd recommend to anybody who's a professional photographer. But it was taking away my time from my family and my purpose, because my purpose has changed. The Lord has focused in like a lens on what my purpose is over time. And that was taking away resources, right, for me to be able to give to my purpose. Now, I first discussed it with the Lord, and my family, you know, and I encourage you that if you're considering any of these things, any of your obligations, bring it to the Lord. Say, here's some of this thing. I can't find a category for this to fit into the Lord. Do I really need this? Do you want me? Is there something that I'm missing here? Maybe I'm there to encourage somebody or something, or maybe there's a reason that is there. Ask the Lord if it's something that can go from your life. And then, you know, follow his advice. There's a few verses I want to read to you here. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, this is Jesus, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. And another verse is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. So my point here with these two verses and tying into what we're talking about is to live a life of service to the Lord and to follow after him means that you have to discard some things from your life. And this covers a lot of things like sinful things, bad habits. I mean, there's a lot of things I had to discard, the music I was listening to, the way I was dressing, you know, the behaviors that I had. But this can also cover your time and how you spend it, right? The closer you want to walk to God, you're going to be able to look in and see how are you living your life? How are you living, spending those 24 hours that he's given you, right? So look at your days, you know, become aware of wasted time. The phone. How much time do you spend scrolling on there? YouTube, scrolling down there, social media. What about TV? How many hours do you spend a night plopped after dinner? It's a long day and you're just exhausted. So you just watch TV. I haven't had a TV in years. Let me tell you, you're not going to miss anything, especially that big cable bill. You know, it's not like it used to be. There's a lot of junk on TV. Even, you know, I just don't have time for it because I want to live my purpose. I want to take any valuable time. So maybe instead of those things that you might look at your life and say, yeah, you know what? Because your iPhone will tell you how many hours you spend on it. Well, maybe, you know, this many hours, 4 hours a day on my phone isn't worthwhile. Maybe I should go for a walk with my kids, talk about their day. You know, maybe I could go start that hobby that I'm going to get. Maybe I'm going to write that book I always say I'm going to get to, you know. And I'm not saying, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I don't want you saying that, oh, Tammy thinks I can never have fun. She's such a slave driver, workaholic, you know. That's not true. But I want you to organize your life so that when you do the fun things, it's very purpose driven and you get so much more enjoyment out of it when you have your purpose aside and you set that time aside to go spend with your family, to go do your hobby that you've always wanted to do. It's going to be so much more fulfilling because there's a lot of pork. There's a lot of pork in our lives that, you know, when it comes to, that can go. When we want to look at achieving what's most important and near and dear to us, you know, we want to live our life that is pleasing to the Lord and I think it's more fulfilling that way. So I'm gonna pass it back to Joe Heather. I think I've exhausted myself here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, well, Tammy, I loved how you gave us a great example of how to use a priority list to help you remember what to balance, what's important, you know, and to do to actually do the exercise that you described, to write it down, write down the buckets. And then fill them in, you know, God, family, fill in the blank, you know, whatever your third thing is. We've actually taught this type of list to our young boys. We tell them, for us, it's God first, your spouse second, if this applies to you, your children third again, as it applies, and then your work. And what I always get tickled at is if I ever say this, then they always reply and say, wait, the dog comes before work. You know, which makes sense from a kid perspective. And I love it, you know, because so they're understanding that, you know, you got to set priorities. You got to say what's first. And, you know, you've heard Tammy describe it. And here it is. Why do we put God first? Well, the scriptures record that Jesus directly tells us to do so in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So when it says all these things, Jesus is talking about just the essentials of life, what you eat, what you drink, what you wear. And another way you can look at this, you could consider looking at Genesis 17. And this is where God instructed Abram to walk continually before him, making their relationship his habit of life, his top priority. And by obeying God and living as he should, God prepared a contract between the two of them, guaranteeing to make Abram a father of a multitude of nations. And you'll remember that this is when God renamed him Abraham, meaning father of nations. But what can this mean to you? You know, it means that by putting God first in your life, he promises to bless all the other areas in your life. And you can keep God first by spending time with him, you know, praying, reading his word, talking with him, worshiping him, and how you choose to balance the rest of your life. And again, it goes back to choosing, or what Tammy said, making the most important thing the most important thing. So when I mentioned, you know, our family priority list a moment ago, I placed relationships with others immediately after my relationship with God, because God did create us for community, and he ordained marriage and family. And I've seen up close and personal how distorted life can become when work moves up in the priority list and gets ranked before your relationship with God or your relationship with your friends or your family. Because when you put your work ahead of others, and maybe for you it would be physical fitness, the time you spend taking care of yourself, does that go ahead of the relationships in your life? Sports could go there, or it could be hobbies, or as Tammy mentioned, technology. Anything that goes ahead of others, when that happens, I consistently see that everyone loses. You know, the person who's making the choice and those who are affected by their choice. So, you know, I share this idea of the importance of relationship. And as I'm talking about it, I'm just wondering, if someone's coming to your mind that you know you need to call or go see, you know, how long has it been since you reached out to that person? You know, what might happen if you just picked up the phone and said, hey, you know, I was thinking of you and wanted to say hello. Just think about that, because it makes me think of Hebrews 10:24-25 that says, let's consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. By reaching out to others, you show love and encouragement, which is obviously what we're all about on this podcast. So now that I've talked about the priority of balancing relationships in your life, God first, and it might be family or friends second for you, I want to move on to the responsibilities area of life, because this involves so much. Oh, we each have so many responsibilities that we cannot get to everything that needs our attention. It is just not possible to tackle it all. So you do have to make choices. You do have to figure out how to say yes and what to say no to. Tammy talked about this in relation to your purpose. Knowing what the Lord has called you to do makes a major impact on the choices you make in terms of your responsibilities. I actually shared this on a podcast recently, that I had a little side job opportunity that came up, and I was very intrigued by it. And I was like, oh, that would be interesting to kind of, and then I held it up to my purpose, which the Lord has given me, which is to be a voice, which is why the Lord brought Tammy and I together to do this podcast, to be, you know, an authentic, grace-filled voice of encouragement. I held it up to that, and I went, I don't think it fits. Even though I'm intrigued by it and I'm curious by it, it doesn't fit my purpose. So knowing your purpose is critical. And this is what I work with my clients with all the time as a coach, is figuring out what is your purpose. And a part of that is knowing your intrinsic values. That goes a long way to helping you determine how to spend your time tackling your responsibilities. Tammy talked about it. Oh, she's loved her photography group that she was in. It's been very fulfilling, but it just came to the point. And we mentioned, to everything there is a purpose, there's a season, right? There can be bookends, there's a beginning. And sometimes there's an end. And sometimes it's hard to accept the end. As I did that with, I was a public relations professional before I became a coach. And, you know, it was hard to kind of say, oh, that season has ended, and I released that, some of the boards and things that I had done in that season. You kind of, okay, it was a season, and now I'm in a new season. You know, the Lord's going to guide you and figuring out what to balance on that plate. So look at Colossians chapter 3 for inspiration. It encourages you to handle your responsibilities with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, knowing that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It's the Lord Christ you're serving as you take care of your responsibilities. And you can't serve with that heart of service when you've overwhelmed yourself by saying yes to the things that you shouldn't have. So as I say this, you know, I do want you to remember that our focus for today is balance. And I mentioned at the start of the show my three R's that I need to balance in my life: relationships, responsibilities, and here it comes, rejuvenation. This is the third area where I think most of us, including myself, struggle. Rejuvenation. We just don't take time for the self-care. That's the space that we squeeze down. And we say, okay, I don't have time for that, so I'll have to let it go, or I'll put it to the side. And it's so critical that we make space to nourish ourselves physically and mentally and spiritually. Christ modeled this so well for us. There were times that he slipped away from the crowds to go into the wilderness just to be alone with God. And it reinvigorated him to return to the rigors of his earthly ministry. Too many of us push ourselves to exhaustion, and then we feel guilty about spending time resting or doing something fun and relaxing. You know, maybe you don't think you should take time off work because there's so much to be done. Well, it's never going to all get done. But think about what Christ encouraged his disciples to do in Mark chapter 6, verse 31. It says, "Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Christ knows you need rest and refreshment. It's okay. He wants you to feel rejuvenated. And, you know, an inspirational verse for me that I've really been meditating on in this area for myself has been Isaiah 40:31. You know, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And I believe that's what balance can bring you. And I want that for you guys today. So I'm going to pause and share today's sponsor spotlight. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored today by our very own Tammy Thompson, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's released her new book called My God in Whom I Trust, A Study of Psalm 91. It is outstanding. If you haven't gotten it yet, you've got to get it. And it's a perfect Bible study. If you're starting a Bible study for your group this fall, this would be a great book to go through together. So I highly encourage it. She's also an author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams and God is Able, A Study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books, to share the light of God, to uplift and inspire. She's blessed with the gift of storytelling, which you can tell here on the podcast, and she believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. And we'll include a link to her book in the notes section of this episode. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode or want to feature your favorite ministry effort, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Joe Heather. You know, I think about what you shared is very important. Rejuvenation is something that we all need. And like you mentioned earlier, there's a time and season for everything. And I know personally, I lack on that part as a single mom. You were saying, you know, I do. I was telling a friend of mine recently, we're going to take a cruise someday, and I said, "You're going to have to teach me how to relax." Because I'm probably going to do a spreadsheet for the vacation. It's good medicine for my soul. You know, we balance each other out here on the show. You know, you hear words that you need. Yes, I need to be able to relax more. But sometimes, you know, you may be enduring a season, you know, where you desperately need rejuvenation. You can feel it. You know that you're just run down and you need to take that time. But your situation may not provide for it right now, right? Maybe you're caring for, you know, a loved one who's in hospice, you know, and you just need a beach break, you know, just be mm-hmm. on the beach, listen to the waves, but you can't take that right now. Right. Cause you have to be there for that other person. You know, or maybe in your last year of grad school and you're working full time and you just can't take off time. Right. There are critical tasks sometimes that need to be. I know for me personally that when I take a break, my mind has to go with me, right? I cannot just take a break when I have so much looming over top of me of critical stuff and go take a break. Because I guess what? My mind's not taking that break, right? So for me personally, I'm just talking about me personally, if I have something that's looming over top of me, the best way for me is to take that and conquer it, right? And deal with that stressful situation that's demanding of my time, and get that done. And then as a reward, I will go and take some time and then relax. Because I need to be able to physically and mentally relax too. So my point here is that during, you know, the season of endurance where, you know, you don't have the option to financially or time-wise relax or rejuvenate, you know, don't beat yourself up over it, right? We talked about this as a season, right? You know, I currently have... it's been a few months now that I've been in this endurance season. You know, but God has whispered to me. I'll tell you, there's been several occasions where it seems like it's never going to end, right? But it's a season, like Joe Heather was talking about, it will end, right? And the Lord whispers to me when I start to feel this way, Tammy, it won't always be this way. And so when he says that to me, and it's been, I can count it on my hand multiple times, he's told me it's not always going to be this way. That's my Father in heaven giving me a word of encouragement, right? So that during this time of endurance, I can keep a good attitude. I can stay focused on what's in front of me. He's going to give me what I need to endure this season. And I know that he has set aside better days for me, right? Rejuvenation days. You know, I can't wait, you know, you know, and it encourages me. And I want to encourage you that whatever you're facing right now, this too shall pass, you know, seek the Lord and know that the season will end and you will get that time to produce it. And when you get it, you must take it. You know, don't stay in that workaholic zone. You know, I know I was at this job one time where our schedule got cut in half. I'll just give you a little quick story. And I worked 16-hour days for 3 months straight with no break. I was trying not to fall asleep driving home. I mean, I was so burnt out that when the project was delivered, I took 2 weeks off. And the first week, I just went away. I just went away because I just needed to get away before I could come back home. And then I went on a retreat where I hiked in the mountains, got massages. I just really just needed that time. And then I was able to financially do it back then, you know. And then I came back and conquered all the things that were neglected for those months that I worked nonstop, you know. But, you know, I had to first get back. I had to get my mind. I had to get back into that mode of it's over. I don't have to work like this anymore. And then I went back to work at a normal pace, right? So it will pass. There will be and when it comes, you do have to take the time for that. So now I want to talk about, I don't want to get off track too much, but now I want to talk about boundaries. We said we were going to talk about this. So these are the things that we set up to ensure that we protect things that are important to us. Only you can decide what is most important in your life, right? So we have to be careful of others who, even though through their good intentions, right, will try to get us involved in other areas of our lives. You know, I had had a Sunday school teacher remark to me one time. Sometimes I work, you know, till I don't have dinner till 10 o'clock sometimes on a Saturday night because I'm working in the garden, I'm doing different things. And I just said, I can't make Sunday school. It's too early for me. I drive 45 minutes to church each way. And then he said, without knowing my schedule and my life commitments, that, well, anyone can make if they really wanted to. I just remember, I felt so judged. I felt so judged. And I wanted to comment. I'll tell you, I wanted to comment that, well, if I really wanted to, I could train for the Olympics. If I really wanted to, I could go back to school and finish my degree. If I really wanted to, I could learn a new language. But I kept my mouth shut because what he said was true, right? We do what we really want to do, right? And hopefully it's what's important in our lives, right? We can't do everything just as Joe Heather was saying. There's no way you're going to be able to get to everything. And we also shouldn't do what others expect us to do, especially when it's not aligning with our priorities and with our purpose. Right. And sometimes I think when people, they have a hard time saying no, they out of guilt say yes and commit to something, knowing in their spirit that they should not take on that. Even good things. Hey, can you help out with this food drive? you know, hey, can you help out with, you know, Bible, you know, summer camp, you know, knowing that you can't, or, you know, there's just, there are some things it's okay to say no to. We're letting you know that setting boundaries, it's okay to say no. And when you, because you want to please God, not man, right? That's the most important thing, is to make sure that you are living your purpose. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do your purpose? Who's going to step in and do what you've called you to do? That's not going to get done then, right? We're all given gifts and talents to live our purpose. So, and my purpose, you know, is to making sure I have my family, God, my family, and my kingdom family, right? It's all in that. You know, and right now, like I talked about, I have too much on my plate. And so I've really had to you know, kind of like do a little tune-up job here. I've had to come back and set some boundaries. So this summer's been a difficult one. I mean, no joke. I mean, it has been really difficult, and there's been a lot of demands on my time, things that weren't even in my schedule that just came in that I had to deal with that were critical and important things. So as a result, I'm an author, and I didn't write for 2 months. I've had people ask me where my next book in the book series is, you know, you know, I need to get back into writing. And so, you know, because between the podcast and my gardening, my family and the maintenance of my home, you know, my house is a lot of maintenance issues. It's a lot. So now that these major things, and it's okay to do this. If you look at your life and you think, oh my gosh, I'm so out of whack. I'm so like not on course. It's okay. You can start fresh at any point, just like I'm doing right now. I'm going back to the basics. I'm going to go back and say, okay, so I'm going to reorganize my life back so that writing, my purpose, one of my purposes is writing, gets elevated. And other things are just going to bloop, get right knocked. They're just going to have to get knocked off. And the other thing is that I'm going to have to say, no, I'm not taking on anything new. I've had other people come up and say, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do it? I'm sorry, no. You know, and if it needs to, you can explain, you know, I'm going to stay on course for my purpose. You know, and so this also brings me to another important thing I want to say before, you know, I pass it back to Joe Heather, is that just like other people don't know our lives, right, and what we're dealing with, you know, we don't know what's going on in other people's lives. People may have to say no to me. People may have to say no to you. Think maybe you need some help with some stuff, you know, and some people might have to say no, they can't. And it's not a rejection. It's not a rejection towards you when somebody says no, right? You know, you shouldn't take it that way. We have to be able to have grace towards fellow believers, right? Because as a body of Christ, we are to lift each other up so that all of us can live our purposes to the fullest. That would make Jesus really happy if we could all focus on our purpose and lift each other up, encourage them in their purpose. So I'm going to read you a verse before I pass it back to Joe Heather. So this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Yeah. It makes me think about, you know, the focus we were talking about, relationships. That's what we do. You know, we're here for each other, to be the hands and feet of Christ in one another. And I love you that you brought up the word boundaries. You know, as a coach, I love boundaries work. And I actually highly recommend the book called Boundaries, When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. It's by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. There's actually different versions of this book. There's an overall boundaries book. There's one for boundaries with kids, boundaries with teens, boundaries in marriage. You know, there's a lot of, you can just look online and at your favorite bookseller and find these. Now, I read this book many years ago, and it really helped me to understand how setting out boundaries wasn't about rejecting others. It was simply about protecting what was most important. As Tammy said, you know, making the most important thing the most important thing. Because boundaries are about balance. And I saw it described as this way. You know, boundaries are like the guardrails along the road. They help us set safe limits as to what we choose to do and what we choose not to do. It keeps us from crashing into the side of the mountain and missing out on all the good stuff that was to come in the journey. So I think at this moment in the podcast, you know, I just want you to ask yourself some questions. What areas of your life are most overwhelming right now? Where can you set some limits? And how can you learn to say no? And as Tammy said, release the guilt you felt about saying no. And And this is a journey. This is a quest. This is an aim and ambition, right? So I'm going to give you a personal example of where it didn't work for me. So listen up. So if any of you work from home with young children, kind of like I do, I bet you have been learning how critical boundaries are to balancing those two hats that you're wearing. Okay, I'm a worker and, you know, I have a job to do and I'm a parent. As I was preparing for this very podcast, I think I was interrupted by my kids 1,000 times. And it was not their fault, it was my fault. Because I didn't want to shut the door to my office on them and not be available. But because I made the choice that I made, I paid the price. And my work suffered, and instead of taking me a half a day in my office, I was in my office for 10 hours. From start to finish, because I had so many interruptions. But it was a choice that I made in the moment. And it didn't work well, but it was a choice I made. So it's my job. You know, the Bible talks about renewing your mind daily, renewing your mind daily. And so now, you know, it's my job to say, okay, I'm going to renew my mind and I'm going to recommit to what matters most. And so, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, balancing life is not perfect. It's not a seesaw that you're going to get perfect and it's just going to balance there. That's not what we mean by that. Because it doesn't always go like you planned. I'm telling you, yesterday did not go like I planned. But I get to look at it and to say, okay, how do I want to choose today? What choices do I want to do today that bring about a better balance for my relationship with my kids and my relationship to my commitment to work? And it's worth the work. It's worth the effort to put thought into this because it's going to pay off for you. It's going to pay off for the kids and it's going to pay off for your work product. And when you put God in front of all of those hats, you're going to be blessed in the long run for the work that you put in today.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I love the seesaw example too, you know, because yeah, I don't know. I don't even think mine's ever been steady like that, but you know, but surely you were talking about, surely you will be blessed when you can balance your life with boundaries, right? I mean, it's like you said, it's not always perfect, hardly ever perfect. We're always striving to get the balance in, right? But it's better. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's much better than being run over with a schedule without a purpose. I mean, mm-hmm. that's unfulfilling, you know? So as we get ready to close, I just want to share this verse with you that should be everyone's life's goal. This is what I consider my life goal. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And that's how I want my life to be. I want to fulfill my purpose and keep the faith as I fight the good fight, right? Because sometimes you can get discouraged. You can't get discouraged when you're trying to do the right thing, do everything right, live your purpose, and dealing with all the discouragements and not being able to take a break sometimes. And yeah. And so, but my hope, you know, we do this podcast. One of my hopes, and Joe Heather's, is that this becomes one of your life goals as well. Now, for those of you watching, you probably would have noticed my new shirt that I created, right? I created this to remind me, I have to have reminders of my life goal, putting things first, putting the right things first. So, you know, we always include a link in the show notes of all the shirts that I designed, that are meant to uplift and encourage people that see your shirt, you know, or you as a daily reminder when you wear it. Also on our website, we have a Tammy's T-shirts links, you know, that displays all my shirts. So you can find everything at once. And for those that are listening only, they can't see what we're talking about. This is what my shirt reads, is based off of that 2 Timothy verse. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith.
Mm-hmm. I love your new shirt. I love that design, Tammy. You have the coolest shirts. And, you know, what great inspirational words. Inspirational. So with those, that shirt and these scriptures for you in mind, here's your challenge question of the week. How are you doing today with balancing your three R's, perhaps, or whatever your things are, your big three to five? For me, it was relationships, responsibilities, and rejuvenation. How are you doing balancing your three to five? So grab a sheet of paper and jot that down. Like Tammy said, do the activity. Write down your 3 to 5 areas. Rank yourself in each area from 1 to 10. 10 meaning you've knocked it out of the ballpark. It's really working well. And where it's not that high, what do you need to change to bring a better balance? Pray over what you discover by doing the exercise that Tammy suggested and ask the Lord to lead you where you need to make changes. So thank you for taking time to join us today. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a supporter or a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.